Andre Duplantier, Rhett head coach, open up with a statement, and then we'll go to the players for questions.
Yeah, I mean, game two and super, just every pitch is tough, I mean, for both teams, and you know, we get our early lead. Do a nice job of jumping out on front, in front, but just knew they were going to make a run. We just allowed the big inning again, but there's a lot of fight in this team. This team has proven it from the day we started up until right now. They're just not going to give in. They're not just going to go away. It's a really good team we're playing, but just so proud of our team. Just how we just showed so much grit and how we fought back and pieced the bullpen together. And looking forward to a game three for sure.
Questions for the players.
Dylan, just overall kind of reaction to the way y'all won, the way y'all extended your season today.
I mean, that just goes to say who we are as a team. We just, no matter what the score is or how late the game is, we just know that we're never out of it. We just keep fighting till the end and having to come out in our favor today.
Dylan, it seemed like you guys had a lot of success grabbing the ball either way, and it seemed like it was carrying it certainly in that direction. Was that kind of the plan going into this day today?
Not necessarily. We're seeing it where it's pitched, and some of their guys on their staff like to go away, so we were just taking it where it's pitched.
Can you take us to that ninth inning at bat?
So I just knew that it was going to be like a lot of people on their feet, a lot of noise and stuff, and it's kind of like you got to want to be in that situation, and I wanted it, and I was ready for it, and just after each pitch, just kind of slowed my heart rate down and just having to come through after that.
Trey, what was kind of the mood in the dugout after the top of the ninth? What did your teammates say to you? What did you say to your teammates?
Actually, DC was the first person to come up to me and was like, we got you right here. So I was confident in the team. I was a little frustrated with letting up that one home run, but I was confident in the team and knew that we were going to go out there and beat.
Drake, kind of walk through the eighth when, you know, they get a couple of guys along, you're facing the top of their order, but, you know, you're able to get out of the jam without letting them score any runs.
Going into that, I knew I had a job, and it was to minimize or not let anyone score. So those were my thoughts going into that, and just competing with those thoughts right there. And that's why I would say that I was able to get it done right there.
I know coaches talked about putting both in guys, like you're minimized. It's kind of been a word to you. How do you process that in the moment of what it means to minimize?
For me, it's just slowing it down, understanding that the situation isn't about me, it's for the team, and doing my best in that situation to help the team. If I do that, I can be okay at night because I did what I could to help the team.
Dylan, you guys are down, you know, 7-2 there, getting into the later part of the ball game. I know you guys always believe that you can come back, but was there anything said in the dugout or anyone in particular that kind of take charge and kind of fire you up or anything?
Not really. That just shows the maturity of our team. We just kept going in there, kept grinding out our at-bats and just trying to be tough outs, trying to get on, get one base at a time. And we put some stuff together there late, and then we eventually came out with it. But, yeah, we just never gave up, just knew that our time was coming, never doubted ourselves.
Any more for the players?
Has there been a moment that's pretty, you felt like it's really prepared you to play in tomorrow's?
Well, I'd just say in March, we just played on the road a lot, and we went through a lot of adversity. But only do or die, I guess, would be the conference championship game, tournament game.
Today. Today, Coach.
Well, yeah, and today, of course.
Yep.
Last question.
That was probably the ultimate do or die,
yeah,
because there's no tomorrow.
Dre, obviously coming off the injury in the offseason and working your way back into the rotation, how nice is it to be able to really help out the team as the year's gone on and really contribute?
I'm just very grateful because this time last year I was watching the team and really wanting to be out there, and so regardless of what's happening, being able to be out there right now means a lot, because last year I was sitting in Austin watching it happen. So being here right now, able to do it, it's a great feeling.
Dylan, you talked about the maturity of this team. Is that what it is when you guys are down, but to just kind of keep chipping away and putting together productive at bats? I mean, is it material? What is it about this team that has allowed you guys to stay in the fight all year?
I think it's just the experience that we have as a lineup. Yeah, like you said, or like I said earlier, maturity. Like, we just never let the moment get too big for us and just take what they're giving you and just go one at a time and never try to do too much and one at bat. If you do that, you can piece together like a run like you did.
We'll let the players stay here, but we'll go to questions to Coach Pierce now.
Coach, with the home field advantage for ECU, has that been a factor over these last couple of games? Do you feel that's had any impact on these games?
Oh, no doubt. Definitely the ball left center field last night, or yesterday afternoon, where BK and Dougie have to have a little better pre-pitch communication as far as range because you can't hear each other. But we talked about it going into it. We talked about what the environment would be and just really try to calm our nerves. Try to get to that next pitch. So, you know, but I think our guys have handled it well at times. We had to back off the mound, catch our breath, and just regroup. But it's a great crowd. I mean, they do a heck of a job, a lot of excitement. But, yeah.
Do or die tomorrow. Probably a lot of nerves, but also a lot of excitement, right? All about what college baseball postseason is all about, right?
Without no doubt. I mean, you had two great teams fighting for Omaha. I mean, it doesn't get any better. And you get down to the end of your season, and you have an opportunity to go play for a national championship. How you control your nerves, how you're able to just get your sleep and do your normal preparation. I think when DC talks about maturity, it, to me, it just goes back to work. It goes back to routines. And if you can put all the work in that these kids have put in and really trust it, then what else do you ask? And so we just trust that they believe in themselves and believe in each other.
Dave, can you go back to the fifth with Lucas? And I'm sure you wanted him to get extended today, but when you're trying to manage a game in this spot where, you know, they can have a big inning, but you're maybe still thinking about Sunday, all these things to juggle in your head, how tough is it to manage a pitching staff?
It's tough, but we weren't thinking about Sunday. We were just really trying to figure out the best matchup at the time, and was it Luke or was it the next guy up, and it's Worrell, and you know, he just left the pitch in the middle of the plate, and I think it was Worrell. But yeah, I just felt like that he had a shot to change up against him, and you know, just got behind in the count.
Tomorrow for pitching, I mean, Sunday, is Pete Hansen available or is Stevens going to come back?
Every pitcher on our staff is available.
Yeah.
Do you have an out starter or is that something you can do?
Did you hold anybody back today looking ahead to tomorrow?
No. I mean, we're in a do or die. And so you really just have to look at best matchup, best guy, guy that's got the slowest heartbeat. And, you know, Dre was good. I'm really proud of Dre for stepping up. And I know he gave up a solo, but him stepping up and giving us two and two-thirds. It's big for us, big for Dre. And he'll be available tomorrow as well.
Why was Dre the call in the seventh, and why did you feel confident with the way he's pitching to keep him through the end?
He's got a three-pitch mix, and they really swing well against the fastball. And so I felt like he could do that against them.
David, the defensive change where you put Mitch in for defense in the ninth, how does – in hindsight now, how critical was that just for him to just be able to do his job and get a bunt down to get Ivan in the scoring position?
Yeah, it's been a tough year for Mitch offensively, but he's just been incredible defensively all year. But for him to just get in there in that situation, he's been in that situation before, just to execute. And we talked about it going in, depending on what Ivan did, what he was going to do, and just did a great job of just executing.
Coach, I know DC's had a great year here for you, but for those of us who haven't been around your program day to day, what's been the biggest difference for him from last year to this year? It seems like it's been a big leap forward.
Maturity. No, really, he's just worked. And, you know, so many high school players come in and they want to just be Deadpool guys, and everything's, you know, middle in and from the shortstop to the left field line. And I think our team has just bought into our coaches that have really done a good job of just understanding what the plan is and then trying to go out there and execute it every day.
dude. I think Douglas and Dylan both hit their 10th home runs today. Obviously, Ivan gets a lot of applause for his season, but 7 guys with 10 home runs, that's
pretty incredible. I mean, it's been a great offensive surge for this team, and just, again, it's not a dependent of Ivan, and Ivan's the best player in the country, but guys around him make him better as well. Scott with the three, we didn't even talk about Scott, and had the big 3-run homer late in the 8th to give us a chance, but just passing the bat, getting pitches, not trying to do too much, and using their strength and conditioning, using their work in the cages, and just trusting.
Coach, when Hodo was caught stealing in the 3rd, did you give any thought to challenging that?
Well, honestly, he didn't slide. And because he didn't slide, I think he was a little embarrassed. But as I heard later, that there was a pretty good chance he was saved. I usually depend on the player there, unless I'm pretty positive, but I usually just depend on the player.
So he didn't ask you to challenge just because he?
No, I mean, I don't know that he was, it was about embarrassment, but he thought he heard contact and just, he got a little confused on the play, but we just didn't challenge it.
David, real quick, through everything you've been through with this group, the ups and downs all year, what's in your mind, where are your emotions right now knowing that it's one game tomorrow, when do you go to Omaha?
I don't even know if I could tell you my emotions right now for this team. And it's not really my emotions. It's just what I've seen these guys do since day one. And we haven't been that clean throughout games, throughout the season. We've had a 10 spot put on us. We've had an 8 spot put on us. But we just never give in. And I'll always remember this team because of that. And the other thing is they never have excuses. They never point fingers. They just work, and they love each other. And it's fun to go to the ballpark with them. To be honest with you, they inspire us probably more than we inspire them.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Appreciate it. This is our ship. Got him, Pirates!